heart's on fire and crazy dreams. Oh. Things are.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, a stabbing spree in New York City leaves three people dead. Police have a 51-year-old man named Ramon Rivera in custody, a homeless man with an extensive criminal record and a history of mental health issues in multiple states. A lawyer for two women at the center of the House Ethics Committee investigation into former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is speaking out.
The lawyer claims Gaetz, President-elect Trump's pick for attorney general, paid for two women to travel to New York in 2019 to have sex with, at the time, Congressman Gaetz. Watch his appearance on Fox News and attend the Broadway show Pretty Woman. The lawyer also says one of his clients testified she saw Gaetz having sex with a 17-year-old. Gaetz has denied the allegations.
ABC's Perry Russum. House Speaker Mike Johnson, as of now, not planning to release the Ethics Committee report. The world is marking 1,000 days since Russia invaded Ukraine. President Biden this week giving the green light to Ukraine to fire long-range American-made missiles on targets inside Russia. This is ABC News.
Bioptimizers Black Friday blowout sale is now. For 20 years, Bioptimizers has provided top supplements like Magnesium Breakthrough, the only product with all 7 types of magnesium to support sleep, stress management, hormone balance, and mood. Make your health a priority this holiday season and visit bioptimizers.com/radio and use code RADIO to get a minimum of 10% off and up to $100 in free gifts with purchase. Go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use code RADIO today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. December up 54 to 1930, January up 41 to 1937, February up 36 to 1941, March milk up 33 to 1945. Cheese markets were higher, barrels up 5 to 173.5, 40-pound blocks up a half to 169.75. 2-trade a barrel, 5-trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 4.5 to 258.5, 2 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 141 trade on the day. Dry weight down 1.5 to 64, 3 trades on the day. The cattle complex and hog markets were both mostly higher yesterday with ample trader support throughout the day as box beef prices and pork cutout values were mostly mixed on the day. So the trade will need to monitor consumer demand for the rest of the week to keep prices moving higher. December live cattle up $1.15 to $184.10. November feeder cattle up 72 cents to $2.51.82. December hogs up 52 cents to $80.02. Chicago Board of Trade trade corn, soybeans, and wheat higher. Corn higher due to spread action remaining firm. Also, support from wheat markets supported the corn prices. Soybeans mostly higher as the export wire saw another 261,000 metric tons of beans sold to Mexico. Wheat markets higher with broad short covering due to Black Sea political concerns to start the week, with the trade still in the low end of the overall trading range. December corn up 5 1/4 to 429 1/4. New crop 25 up 3/4 to 441. January beans up 11 1/4 to 1009 3/4. New crop 25 up 6 1/2 to 1026 3/4. December wheat up 10 3/4 to 547 1/4. Minneapolis wheat December up 12 1/2 to 584 3/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 374, December 379, January 385, new crop 25, 381. Cash beans 925, December 930, January 935, new crop 25, 937. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 379 1/4, December 384 1/4, January 391 3/4, February 394 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 390, December 394, January 4 even. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 379, cash beans 929, January beans 934. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 384, new crop 25, 391. Cash beans 925, new crop 25, 937. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 4 even, April 426, May 428, new crop 25, 403. Cash beans 971, April 997, May 10 even, new crop 25, 968. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 377, January 381, cash beans 927, January 937. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 170 to 188, Holstein fed cattle 143 to 172, market cows 95 to 116, bulls 125 to 154, calves 400 to 950, beef steers 182 to 390, Holstein steers 168 to 325. Sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 280 and down, ewes 130 and down, rams 170 and down, goat markets, does 280 and down, bucks 250 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Shop Dell Technologies' Black Friday event for their lowest prices of the year. The future is on sale today with limited time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. Black Friday is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a lot going on today. Mostly cloudy. It's going to be very windy with falling temperatures. We're going to drop into the low to mid 40s by late this afternoon. Tonight down to 32. Tomorrow cloudy with light snow, some blowing snow, and a high of only 37. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real country.
I know that every morning you go thumbing through the personal warnings. You grab the latest copy, a cup of coffee, and settle in for a good laugh. I've been trying to catch your eye, but I'm so shy. I'm hoping and praying that today's edition is gonna catch your attention. 'Cause there's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, not sure if I should have put it in writing. Might have been a little reckless, a little desperate, but I think I did the right thing. Couldn't go on living, keep it hidden, so I'm telling you everything. It's my confession. I hope you get the message. There's a single white get the message that there's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, a one woman man who doesn't want no other. Oh, you never can tell, she just might be your dream come true. A single white female is looking for a man like you. Looking for a man.
Shattered dream. Another lesson about a naive fool who came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Now his guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitar. Thank you, girl, teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind now, I guess I'll just leave. And his guitars, Cadillacs, he'll fill their music. Lonely, lonely streets I call home. Yeah, my guitars, Cadillacs, he'll fill their music.
I just heard a country hit this big. Real Country, 1430.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. The Bellamy Brothers and Redneck Girl here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 40s, but rain across the region this morning. And we're going to have more rain, and we'll have more details with our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, we'll be talking with Jace Wagner with Compere Financial. Had a chance to talk with Jace during the NAFB convention last week. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Agriculture in Tennessee still digging out after Hurricane Helene. We'll have more coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The southeast United States was hit hard by Hurricanes Helene and Milton. Hurricane Helene hit states like North and South Carolina and Tennessee very hard. Tennessee Agriculture Commissioner Charles Hatcher described the damage from Helene.
It's been tragic for us. We've got eight counties that are declared a federal disaster by the government. And in those counties, we have complete devastation in a lot of the areas. We had 7 to 10 inches of rain. North Carolina had 20 or more. And then all that water came through. So we washed away farms, bridges, roads, livestock, people. It's almost apocalyptic when you look at some of it. We're still reeling from it, still assessing the damage, and we don't know all the damage yet.
He said there were still some areas in Tennessee where officials hadn't been able to get in for extensive damage assessments.
We have some counties that desperately need supplies, and we can't get them there yet. So that's kind of the situation we're in. Our state emergency management agency has been activated for a long time now, and we're working with all the departments. The state departments in Tennessee are working collectively through the local emergency management agencies up through our state emergency management agency to assess the damage, get the requests coming up for resources, and get them distributed out. But it is a logistic challenge and a tough thing to do.
The dairy and poultry industries suffered significant losses due to the storms.
We have a situation where we're having difficulty getting feed in and milk out. And to couple that with loss of electricity, there's a lot of milk being dumped, and so we're dealing with that as well. I know of at least 4 chicken houses that were completely destroyed. We don't have a complete list. We haven't done a full assessment yet. So, yeah, it's significant impact on the ag communities in those 8 counties.
Tennessee Agriculture Commissioner Charles Hatcher. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a lot going on today, mostly cloudy. It's going to be very windy with falling temperatures. We're going to drop into the low to mid 40s by late this afternoon. Tonight down to 32, tomorrow cloudy with light snow, some blowing snow, and a high of only 37. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
It's another back door sneaking in where you've been midnight. Quiet as a Mack truck, lots of luck thinking up an alibi. But every light in the house is on. Everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Hell that I raised. But no more wasted words on me. No, she kept it short and sweet. She left me no chance at redemption. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in
in the front yard, sitting on a log, a single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come my kinfolk in the moonlight, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Brother Bill and my other brother Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light, Louisiana Saturday night. When the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Mel McDaniel and Louisiana Saturday Night here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Temperatures in the 40s have rained across the region this morning. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Kraft Heinz said last week it will no longer serve the Lunchable meals that it created for U.S. schools. The company had introduced the two packaged meals, one starring pizza, the other a turkey, cheddar cheese, and cracker plate, that at the beginning of the 23-24 school year. At the time, Kraft Heinz said the offerings were protein-enriched and contained reduced levels of saturated fat and sodium to meet the requirements of the National Free and Reduced School Lunch Program. Nutrition and advocacy groups, though, weren't thrilled by the launch. The Center for Science and the Public Interest called the Lunchables in cafeteria a highly questionable move for school nutrition. And that drumbeat continued in April after Consumer Reports said its test showed the school-approved Lunchables contained more sodium than the in-store varieties as well. Well, in a statement, Kraft Heinz attributed to the decision to pull out of the market served by the National School Lunch Program to a lack of demand. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. At the National Association of Farm Broadcasters convention in Kansas City last week, I had the chance to catch up with several leaders of the U.S. biofuels industry. We discussed what's ahead, and several were growing concerned about the lack of the 45Z tax credit. I'll have more when we return.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's MYSTIK lubes.com.
The renewable fuels industry is at a critical juncture as they're preparing for the transition for the new 45Z Clean Fuel Production Tax Credit set to take effect on January 1st. However, that date is just 6 weeks away, and the Treasury Department hasn't even released a proposed version of the rule. Many in the industry, including Donnell Rehagen, CEO of Clean Fuels Alliance America, are concerned about the lack of clarity from the U.S. Treasury. Rehagen told me his organization and its members are eager to embrace the new tax credit, but are urging Congress to extend the current biodiesel and renewable diesel tax incentive, known as the 40A Blender's Credit, for one more additional year. Without sufficient guidance, he's explained, producers, marketers, and feedstock suppliers are facing uncertainty that could disrupt first quarter purchasing decisions. This sentiment was echoed in a letter to Congress last week, which was signed by the Clean Fuels Alliance America and nine other associations. The letter argued that the absence of critical information needed to calculate the 45Z's credit value could impact buying decisions. Many producers have not even received the registration letters required to claim this tax credit. Kurt Kovarik, Clean Fuels Vice President of Federal Affairs, noted that the uncertainty makes it nearly impossible for the industry to negotiate feedstock contracts or fuel offtake agreements for next year. Farmers, fuel producers, and marketers need to know the value of this new credit months ago, he said, emphasizing the potential risks to clean fuel production, rural jobs, and even near-term carbon reductions. Rehagen stressed the importance of stability, stating that an extension of the existing policy would give Treasury and the industry time to ensure a smooth transition. The 40A credit has been a cornerstone of the clean fuel policy. It supports a mix of renewable resources such as soybean oil, recycled cooking oil, and animal fats. I'll have more when we return.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of ANSAY & Associates.
With Congress in its final legislative stretch of the year, all eyes are on whether lawmakers will heed the biofuels industry call for clarity ahead of January 1st. For producers, the stakes are high, not just for the businesses themselves, but for the farmers supplying the feedstocks and for the consumers relying on a cleaner energy solution. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Whether you're ordering wings for the game, whipping up a seven-layer dip, or ordering pizza, there's something about football that makes you want to eat. And this football season, Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food. No matter what you're craving, from two-for-one pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats will be dropping new deals each week, all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Something magical happens when you unbox the best of British TV with BritBox. Stream acclaimed series starring Olivia Colman, Idris Elba, Sophie Turner, Matthew McFadyen, and more of Britain's brightest talent. See what's inside, discover something remarkable, and uncover what perhaps you were looking for all along. Unbox BritBox and stream the best of British TV. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You've been looking for love all around the world. Baby, don't you know? Not me. Well, you
stretching from here to Singapore. Ain't a time that you notice the girl next door, baby. Why not me? Well, you had to see if the world was round. It's time that you learned how good settling down could be. Why not me?
Cowboy hat to cover up his horns. Sweet talking forked tongue had a tempting charm. Before I turned around, that girl was gone. All I can say is, bartender, pour me something strong. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill. Not against her will, I've got time to kill. Down in broken Hartsville. It was long and chrome sitting in the lot. Fire engine red, that thing was hot. He revved it up, she waved goodbye. Love's gone to hell, and so have I. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill. Not against her will, I've got time to kill. Down in broken Hartsville.
Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in Broken Hartsville.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin is among the states included in a latest food recall. The CDC Saturday issued a nationwide recall for organic carrots grown by Grimway Farms. There's an E. coli outbreak that's already sickened nearly 40 people. The CDC says 15 people have gone to the hospital because of E. coli. The carrots were sold as far back as September, but the CDC says some people may still have the possibility of tainted carrots in their homes. And if you do, the advice is to simply throw them away. The USDA Department of Rural Development in Wisconsin State Director Julie Lassa yesterday announced the department will invest over $24 million through the Rural Energy for America program. 12 grants and one loan will allow 13 rural Wisconsin businesses to install renewable energy systems or become energy efficient. in Monroe County. A $361,000 grant will be used to help Douglas Fries install a more energy-efficient grain dryer in Norwalk. The project's expected to save $15,000 a year. In Pierce County, a $203,000 grant will be used to help Knutson Family Farms install a more energy-efficient grain dryer in Beldenville. That project's expected to save $22,000 a year. Also in Pierce County, a $109,000 grant will be used to help Robert Fenske, a corn and soybean farming operation, install a grain drying system in Ellsworth. Now, that project is expected to save over $16,000 a year. The American Angus Association awarded its second annual Young Breeder of the Year Award to fourth-generation Angus breeder Cody Quam of Lodi on November 3rd during the 2024 Angus Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. Now, Quam says he's not afraid to share his knowledge of the cattle industry. He says he's made it a point to try to help anyone that will take the time and ask and are willing to put in the work. Now, Quam and his family have spent more than 80 years gathering of experience while building the reputable Mara Angus farm. Quam's great-grandfather purchased the family's first Angus heifers as a 4-H project for his son in 1942. That same year, he also purchased two Hereford heifers for his daughter. The Angus cattle stayed, the Herefords didn't. So the family's story is told by Quam. It's hard to deny the quality of the Angus cow. President Trump's threat of mass deportation is risking hurting the domestic agriculture sector already struggling with labor shortages. That according to Matt Karstens, chief executive officer of Iowa's biggest farm cooperative, who says Trump's plan should be approached carefully. Bloomberg reports farming would be one of the biggest U.S. sectors hit should the incoming administration move forward with kicking potentially millions of undocumented immigrants out of the country. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says nearly half of hired crop farm workers lack legal immigration status. The share of laborers not lawfully authorized to work in the U.S. rose from about 14% in the 1989-91 period to roughly 40% in recent years. With little sign of a breakthrough on the farm bill in Congress, farm groups are shifting their attention to a proposed $21 billion bailout. Help is needed because high costs and lower commodity prices are sharply eroding farm income, they say. Successful farming reports say analysts are questioning whether the price tag for the proposed agriculture aid is too high to be accepted and say that in the relatively short lame duck session underway, there may be room for only one piece of farm-related legislation. The overarching issue for lawmakers is funding the government past December 20th when a stopgap spending law expires. If Senator Stabenow continues to be an impediment to passing a full 5-year farm bill, an extension would be necessary, said a spokesman for House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson on Thursday. He says time will tell. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Hey, everybody. It's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a lot going on today, mostly cloudy. It's going to be very windy with falling temperatures. We're going to drop into the low to mid 40s by late this afternoon. Tonight down to 32, tomorrow cloudy with light snow, some blowing snow, and a high of only 37. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Mother's against drunk drivers. The Pope is against the pill. The union's against the workers, working against their will. The president's against the Congress. The Senate is against the House. People are against politicians.
and I'm against cats in the house, but I'm for love, and I'm for happiness, and I'm for, if you don't like it, can't you just let it pass, and I'm for turning off the news and turning down the lights, cause I'm for nothing else but me and you. City's against the county, the county's against the state is against the government, and the highway still ain't paid. The banker's against the farmer's against the wall, the doctor's against me smoking, and the devil's against us all. But I'm for love, and I'm for happiness, and I'm for, if you don't like it, can't you just let it pass? Turning off the tube and turning down the lights, cause I'm for nothing else but me and you tonight. The cops are against the robbers, the laws are against the cops, justice is against the system, and some people are blowing their tops. The horse is against the automobile, the bus is against the train is against the jumbo jets, and I'm against fishing in the rain. But I'm for love, I'm all for happiness, and I'm for, if you don't like it, can't you just let it pass? And I'm for turning off the tube and turning down the lights, and I'm for nothing else but me and you.
Telephone rang about a quarter till nine. She heard his voice on the other end of the line. She wondered what was wrong this time. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. She always expected the worst in the back of her mind. He said, "It's cold out here and I'm all alone. Didn't make the short go again, and I'm coming home. I know I've been away too long. I never got a chance to ride a car. I know this rodeo's been hard on us all, but I'll be home soon. And honey, is there something wrong?" She said, "Don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man." He said, "I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry I can still make Cheyenne." Left that phone dangling off the hook, then slowly turned around and gave it one last look. Then he just walked away. He aimed his truck toward that Wyoming line. With a little luck, he could still get there in time.
And in that Cheyenne wind, we could still hear her say, she said, don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne.